Ah, conspiracy theories abound. We're going to be talking about the moon and NASA, so I'm sure that's not going to spark any kind of interesting conversation at all. And I'm sure everybody's going to be super polite in the comment section and not blast each other. Now, I'm a little bit controversial in my own community, in my own audience. I actually do believe that we went to the moon. I know, I know. I understand all the arguments. You know, there is this interesting thing. They put something on the moon where you can, here on Earth, you can shoot a laser at and get a signal that comes back. That would be an interesting video to do someday. But, you know, stuff like that. Anyway, NASA, strangely enough, has canceled a moon mission, and it's frustrating scientists. I wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that Trump wants this to happen. Now, a lot of people are saying that the reason that NASA is canceling this moon mission is because we can't get to the moon, we've never been to the moon, or there is no moon, it's a holographic moon, it's a hologram moon, NASA doesn't exist, the Earth is flat, there is no Earth, there is no us, we're just ideas in God's head or something, I don't know. But take it as far as you want. But no, I don't think it even needs to go that far. I think that it's just Trump is in support of it. So, of course, anything that he likes is automatically deemed evil and wrong. So, of course, it's going to get canceled. But I want to know what you think about this. And believe me, I'm not making fun of people who have conspiracy theories or who don't believe that we went to the moon. That is totally fine. I actually kind of am split on that. But anyway. Totally fine. I don't think less of anybody for that. Same with the shape of the Earth, by the way. I really don't. So scientists are they're supposed to be helping NASA put a rover on the moon that to look for hydrogen-3 and stuff like that. But the mission was canceled, and they're wondering why they were told to end their operations within the next month that fast. The mission would have involved sending a robot to the moon's polar region in 2022. That's crazy that is only 4 years away, not even 4 years. But in 2022 to probe for things like underground water and hydrogen and stuff like that. But according to the Lunar Exploration Analysis Group, LEAG, LEAG, I don't know, a group of scientists that perform analyses for NASA's lunar expeditions, the mission has been halted on April 23rd and told to wrap up by the end of May. So in a letter that was sent to NASA Administrator James Bridenstine on Thursday, LEAG, I don't want to say L-E-A, I'm just going to say LEAG, I'm probably League, I don't know. They asked NASA to reinstate the mission known as Resource Prospector, or RP, which was still in its early stages of preparation. The mission's end comes after President Donald Trump signed a directive in December that called on NASA, along with private companies, to work towards returning humans to the moon. So Trump wants this to happen. He's going the government route, you know, he's going through NASA, but he's also calling on private companies, which is awesome. We need more private companies, I believe, to do stuff like this. So here's a direct quote from the LEAG said in its letter, emphasis theirs. Okay, this action is viewed as both incredulity and dismay by our community, especially as the President's Space Policy Directive 1 directs NASA to go to the lunar surface. RP was the only polar lander rover mission under development by NASA, in fact, by any nation, as all of the international missions to the lunar poles are static landers, and would have been ready for preliminary design review at the beginning of 2019. So that's from LEAG or League. Now, Phil Metzger, a planetary physicist at University of Central Florida and a member of the Resource Prospector Science Team, told The Verge, who broke this story originally, that there are no other NASA missions being planned to go to the surface of the moon. Budget problems could be at the heart of the issue. The letter mentioned that RP was initially funded through the Human Exploration and Operations Mission Directive, but then transferred to the Science Mission Directorate, or SMD, budget. Metzger stressed that the importance of the mission and stated that it dovetailed with the White House's directive to work with private companies. It could help companies know what minerals are available to mine on the moon. In addition to the plan to use private companies' lander to get to the moon's surface. So that positive sentiment about the mission was echoed by Dana Hurley, a planetary scientist who works at the Applied Physics Lab in Maryland and who is on the LEAG executive committee. So she says, if we want to go back to the moon and really work on the moon and make it a place that we can set up research stations and study processes that are occurring on the moon, all these things are really enabled by being able to use resources on the moon for making fuel, propellant, life support, that sort of thing. This mission is a first step in trying to understand how we're going to exploit those resources. So Hurley told that to the Washington Post. Fortune magazine was unable to reach NASA because its press office had already closed, but an update appeared on NASA's RP website that indicated NASA still plans to explore the moon anyway. So here's a direct quote from the NASA website. NASA is developing an exploration strategy to meet the agency's expanded lunar exploration goals. Consistent with this strategy, NASA is planning a series of progressive robotic missions to the lunar surface. In addition, NASA has released a request for information on approaches to evolve progressively larger landers, lending to an eventual human lander capability. As part of this expanded campaign, selected instruments from Resource Prospector will be landed and flown on the moon. The exploration campaign reinforces Space Policy Directive 1, which calls for an innovative and sustainable program of exploration with commercial and international partners to enable human expansion across the solar system, including returning humans to the moon for long-term exploration. Now, of course, this brings up all sorts of questions as to why would this be canceled? What's the real reason? Because apparently a real reason hasn't been given. Budget maybe, but even that hasn't really, I don't know. I don't know how convincing that is. But, what's the real reason? Now, to me, I think it's just because Trump wants it and people in power are against Trump and they don't want him to succeed any more than he already has been doing. That's my own personal opinion about it. Can't prove it, it's totally speculation, but that's my idea. What are yours? What do you think? Is it because the moon doesn't really exist? Is it because we don't really know how to get there, even to send a robot out there? Maybe that's how that laser thing happened. Maybe they sent a robot out there and it wasn't human made. I actually don't know the history of that yet. I should do a video on that sometime. But what do you think? What do you think is the cause here? I joke in videos and stuff, but I am open to differing points of view. But what I like is when somebody is willing to just admit, this is totally speculation, but here's what I think. And when they don't have any proof. When I get irritated and why I make jokes sometimes is when people say that I have to believe whatever they're saying, even though they're offering no proof, no evidence. It's just differing interpretations of stuff that already exists, like differing interpretations of Bible verses or things like that, or scientific experiments. I've said in another video, that's why I haven't been really motivated to get into Electric Universe stuff, because I'm not aware, and so far nobody has been able to show me anything, but of any scientific experiment that is evidence towards Electric Universe that isn't evidence for something else too. So what I mean is a lot of stuff for Electric Universe, it's differing interpretations of other things. Now Barry Setterfield has put out some interesting stuff that gets more into mathematics, and that's convincing. I'll say that I think he's got something there, but I would have to spend more time with it to really get my head around it and understand it. And right now I don't have the time, but I am interested in it as a topic. Maybe some of you guys, some of the audience here knows more about that stuff than I do. If it is Electric Universe, if that's the correct interpretation, would that make it more difficult or easier to go and send machines to the moon? I don't know how that works. Anyway, So I'd like to know your opinions. It's definitely interesting and something I want to keep my eye on, as I'm sure you do too. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get all sorts of free videos, podcasts, everything in the world free. And the reason that it's able to stay free is because very kind and generous people like you are willing to donate. So there is a donate page, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or if you only have a dollar a month to spare, that's okay. You can head on over to patreon.com/joshpeck. And for $1 a month, it's all it takes. You can give more and you'll get more free books and free things if you want through there. But for only a dollar a month, you can become a Peck patron. You get entered into contests and you get these daily videos and you can get free materials that others outside of the Patreon circle don't have access to. So you could do that. That would be great. Now, I did update the donate page on the website because people were asking if I could include things to where they could pay with a credit card instead of PayPal, and if they could set up monthly payments. So I do have that set up now, joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate for all of that. So all that being said, let me know what you think. Very interesting stuff. What is the moon? Are we ever going to go there? Have we been there before? Are there robots on the moon now? And are they ours? All right. So all that being said, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody, I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions. I always take feedback. I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as a dollar a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.